Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph. We'll begin Yud Gimel Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom with the 2 dots. The Mishnah said these are the halachas that were mentioned in the Aliyah of Hananiah ben Chizkiah ben Goran, and there were 18 gzeras that they were geyser on that day. Ushmoina Asar Dover Gozer. Mayni Ushmoina Asar Dover. What were the 18 Dvarim, the 18 gzeras that they were geyser on that day? These are the things that pasal truma. When we say pasal by truma, we mean the following. Things that are tome have the power to be matama something else. Now, in terms of chulin, items which are not truma, which are not kachim, it continues that up to a sheni. So if there's an avatuma, for instance, if a sheretz touches a person, the person becomes a rishon l'tumah, becomes the first level of tumah. Then he touches something that becomes a second level of tumah, that becomes a sheni l'tumah. In chulin, in items which are regular items, which are not truma, which are not kachim, that's as far as it goes. But in truma, it goes up to a shlishi. It goes further, one step further, shlishi. But it can't go further. So that's why it's called pasal. It pasals the truma. It makes a tome, but not tome that it can carry it further. So it's called pasal. Because as far as truma goes, truma does not become a revi, but kodesh, kachim, does become a revi. So if the sheni touches a truma, it pasal makes it a shlishi. If it touches kachim, it doesn't pasal the truma, it pasal the kachim rather, it's metama the kachim, because that kachim now can make a revi, it can go to the level of a revi. And it becomes a further level of tumah. Kachim that comes into contact with the shlishi becomes a revi. Truma that comes into contact with the shlishi does not become tumah. Now they were geyser on certain things, which certain items in certain circumstances will really mean atayra. It does not passel the truma. It does not make the truma into a shlishi. But the rabbanim were geyser that it should become a shlishi. So what are these items? Oichel rishon. If a person eats an rishon l'tumah. Now min ha-Torah, a person, generally speaking, a person does not become tomei from an oichel. There is a case of nivus ha-iftar, but generally speaking, a person does not become tomei from a oichel. If a person becomes tomei from an avatumah, a person, min ha-Torah, does not become tomei from anything less than an avatumah. So, oichel rishon. If a person eats a food item which is a rishon l'tumah, min ha-Torah, he's not tomei. However, if that person eats a rishon l'tumah, if he touches truma, then that person passes the truma. We treat him mid-darabonon, we treat it as a sheni, which makes the shlishi l'tumah. And the same thing if he ate a sheni, not only the rishon, but even if it's a sheni, so certainly min ha-Torah the person would not be tamei, and certainly min ha-Torah if he touched truma, it would not passel the truma. Midrabbanan it does, and we'll see shortly in the Gemara why is it. Why, and all of these items, the Gemara will go through it case by case, why is it that they made this takana? V'asheisa mashkim tamei, if a person drank mashkim, liquids was your tamei, same type of idea. Min ha-Torah, he's not tamei. Min rabbanan, they gave it the power to pasul truma. In a case where a person is bo roish v'ruv, he immersed himself, his head and most of his body in mayim shuvim, drawn water, water which is not kosher for a mikveh. The case we're talking about over here is a tful yom. If a person becomes tamei, he, for instance, touched the dead sheretz, that day he can be toivel in the mikveh, and that removes, after the tzvila, that removes some of the tumah. So he will not be metame chulin by touching it, or meiser. He will not be metame, but he will pasal, menatayr, he will pasal truma until nighttime. That's called a tful yayim. So if a tful yayim, immerse himself, reish v'ruba, in water which is not kosher for a mikveh. The Rabbanan said that we treat it like the tefillah that he did is not valid. So what does that mean? So as Tosfos points out, it means that even though min ha'Tayra, in any event, he cannot touch the truma, he passes the truma before nightfall. So even without the gzera, he cannot touch the truma. But after this gzera means we treat it like he wasn't Toiva, which means even at nighttime, he still can't touch the truma. We treat it like he was not Toiva. It negates the tzvila that he did. If after the tefillah he immersed himself, reish v'ruba mayim she'uvim, it nullifies the tefillah that he did before. V'tor, in the next case, is a person who's completely tor, she'nafal reish v'ruba shloi shelugim mayim she'uvim, someone who is completely tor, not a tul yayim, and it fell and he showered with shloi shelugim, three lugim of mayim she'uvim. V'ha'sefer, if truma came into contact with a sefer, with a kosher sefer, which was psukim were written on it, the exact definition of sefer we'll see, but it came into contact with sefer kodesh, it makes the truma apostle. Vayadayim, stam yadayim, hands that didn't have netilas yadayim touch truma, it made apostles, it makes it into a shlishi. Vatul yayim, and a tul yayim, the Gemara will ask, tul yayim, we just mentioned, tul yayim is a deraisa. They can't have truma come into contact with the tul yayim deraisa, so the Gemara will discuss that. And oichlim and kalim that became toma with mashkim, then if that mashke touches the truma, it makes it possible, it makes it shlishi. We'll see in the Gemara the exact situation, circumstances over there. So coming back to the first case was oichl oichl rishon oichl sheni. If a person eats food which is a rishon latuma or a sheni latuma, it makes the truma into a shlishi, it passes the truma. In fact, the Gemara man tana ha'oichel ha'oichel ha'rishon ha'oichel ha'sheni misel pasle t'muya loy metam. Who is the man damer who says that if he eats an oichel rishon or a sheni, it makes the truma into a shlishi, but it doesn't make it tome. It doesn't make it into a sheni, which can pass the truma to another level if that came into contact with truma. It doesn't make it the sheni to possible it if it came into contact with that. It only makes it possible. It makes it into shlishi, which means it cannot carry the truma further. If that truma touched other truma, it does not possible. So who's the man damer who says that if a person ate the food which is a rishon or a sheni, it makes the truma into a shlishi, but it doesn't make the truma into a sheni? Amar Rabba Barachan Rav Yishui. The Tana is Rav Yishuv, the Snan Rav Elezer, Aymer Ha'echol Eichol Rishon, Rishon. If a person eats Eichol Rishon, we say he becomes a Rishon. And therefore, he'll make the Truma into a Sheni, not a Shlishi. Eichol Eichol Sheni, Sheni. Eichol Shlishi, Shlishi. So according to Rav Elezer, whatever the person eats, we give him the same level of tuma, midrabanan, of course, we gave him the same level of tuma as the item that he ate. Rav Yishu Oimer, which is our Tana Rav Yishu Oimer, ha'yichol ha'yichol rishon ha'yichol sheni sheni. We only treat him as a sheni. And therefore, if he touches the truma, it will make it into a shlishi, not a sheni. Shlishi, if he eats a shlishi, it's sheni l'kodesh. We treat it as a sheni. If you had a shlishi, we treat it as a sheni lekodesh vein sheni letruma, but not a sheni letruma. So what are we talking about over here? What type of item did he eat? Bechulin shenas al taras truma, where the chulin that he ate was chulin that was only treated with the stringency, with the chumras of truma. There was a derech of Talmid Chachamim and certainly Kahanim, that even chulin, they ate it with the stringencies of the tumah, of a higher level of tumah. Since they were concerned that they should not be matama, truma, and kachim, they ate it with a higher stringency of tumah. So, and they were machmir, that things that even though by chulin it would be tohar, but if it would become tomai by truma or by kachim, they would treat it as a davar tomi. Now, if there was an item that was given the chumras of truma, only the chumras of the Tuma of Truma, and he ate that. Now, as far as Kachim are concerned, we say that as far as we treat it like it didn't have any Shimur, like it was not protected, like it didn't have any Chumr. So therefore, if he ate, it was a shlishi, we treat this shlishi, now even though it's a shlishi, and you should say that, well, therefore it should become a ravi and not be able to be metama kachim, but we say if he ate the shlishi, even if it's truma, if it's chulin shenasa al taras truma, if it's chulin that was only given the chumras of truma but not kachim, vis-a-vis the kachim, as far as the kachim is concerned, we treat it like it didn't have any stringency, any chum at all. So we treat it like regular chulin. So therefore, even though it's a shlishi, we treat it like it was didn't have any chumra. We treat it like a rishon, and therefore it's a sheni lekodeshim. So it's therefore shlishi is sheni lekodesh, the ain sheni letruma. It's not a sheni letruma. It's for kodesh. We're talking where it's bechulin shenasal taras truma, where it only was given the chumras of the tara, the truma and tara of truma. So vis-a-vis kodeshim, we treat it like it did not have this extra protection. So we treat it like a sheni, and therefore he becomes a sheni, and he'll make the kodeshim into a shlishi. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to analyze why did the Rabbana make this gzera? Why did they make a gzera that if a person eats food, which is original tumah, min hatayra, is not matam of the person at all? Certainly a sheni is not matam of the person, but even a rishon min hatayra, a person only is makabel tumah from an avat tumah. Why did the rabbanon make this chumra? Oichel eichel rishon veichel chol sheni, my time and gozer be rabbanon tumah. Why were the rabbanon gozer tumah? Why did they say that the person, now if he touches truma, he makes the truma into a shlishim? Because zimnim da achel oichlin tameim, sometimes a person he might eat oichlin food which is tameh. Vishakal mashkil truma vishadal puma upasalu, and he might not realize, and he might therefore he has an oichl which is tuma. Now, minotera, it's not tameh him, but when he has it in his mouth, and now if he drinks liquids of truma, he drinks some wine of truma. That wine of the truma, if it comes into contact with that food, which is a rishon, it'll make it tameh. And it's also to be metame truma. So therefore, the Rabbanan were geyser, if a person now eats even a rishon, or a sheni, even a sheni letumah, the Rabbanan were geyser that you are now tameh. So therefore, he knows he can't eat, he can't put truma into his mouth. So he won't have the scenario that he will have the food which is tameh and truma which in his mouth at the same time, because if he eats, maybe he eats a rishon or a sheni letumah, midrabanan, he himself becomes tameh. He can't even touch the truma. In fact, the marashay is asking my time ago, rabbanan tuma. Why would they make the gzera on drinking something which is tameh? Midrash, if a person drinks wine which is a rishon letumah, and so a sheretz, dead sheretz touched wine. It's a rishon letumah. In a Torah, if a person drinks the wine, he's not tameh. But the Rabban were geyser that he becomes a sheni and make the truma shlishi. So same type of idea, the zimn, the sheisim mashkim tumeim, because he might drink that, v'shakel oichlam de truma, and he might put food, which are truma, he might take some bread of truma, v'shakel lepuma, and put his mouth, and he'll make the truma possible, which is also vektimor hainuach. Well, isn't that the same gzeres we had before? Why are we listing it as two separate gzeres? More answers mal the same ha shchicha v'halei shchicha. You might think, well, the first case is common. A person eats something, and then while he's eating something, he'll now take something to drink with it to help him swallow it. So that's a more common case. But you might think the second case is not so common. If a person has some wine, he's not likely to put in food while he has liquid in his mouth. It's not practical. You might think there weren't geyser in such a case. Kamash Mlan, there are geyser both ways. The next there is Vaba Raisha Varubamayim Shuvim, that of a person who is a Tful Yom. So he touched the sheretz, he went to a mikveh, and it's not yet nightfall, it's that same day, so he's a Tful Yom. So Min HaTaira, he will passel Truma by touching it. At nighttime, he's Tor. He will not, min ha-tayra, will not pasal chulin and meiser, but he will pasal truma. Then the bronwer geyser, if he now immerses himself in water, which is shuvin, drawn water, with water which is not kosher for a mikvah, it nullifies the tefillah that he made. My time goes about him and tumar. Amar avivi, amar avasi, shebetchila hayu tevim meimara, yismichunos usruchim. Originally, they didn't have nice mikvoyas. They had to be toivel, and they had to be toivel in natural water, water which wasn't drawn water, and it was in caves, which were had a foul odor. So, and then afterwards, to clean themselves off from the dirty water, they used to now pour on themselves drawn water, clean water. So people saw that this was what the custom was. People were noyeg, they went to the toivel in the Meimara, and then they washed themselves off. And they thought that this is the procedure. You have to now do both. So gozer lehem tuma. So the Rabbanim would say, no, opposite. If you now go and wash yourself off, you're tomei. So in order to dispel that notion that you have to be toivel in clean water. So my keva, Amar Abaye Shayoimim lo yehila mitarim, elo yehila mitarim, because people started saying that it's not the main mikveh that's mitar. Both, you need both the main mikveh and the clean water to wash yourself off with. Amar le rova my nafkamina, so why did they have to be geyser? What's the problem? Hakatav le bahanach, saif kol saif, they're being taiva. Okay, so they'll think you have to wash yourself with clean water. Why are the consequences severe? So they'll think you have, but saif kol saif, they're being taivol in the main mikveh. Elo maravah shayoyimim loy elo mitarim, elo elo mitarim. No, what means is that the people started to say it's not the main mikveh that's mitar, it's really the maim shuvim that's mitar. And therefore it came to a takola, distorted the halacha. People will think, oh, you have to be taivol, you wash yourself off with water, with drawn water, and that's matayaryu. So to dispel that notion, they said opposite. If you now wash yourself off with the mei shuvim, it's going to be matamiyu. The next case is v'tor shenafal al reish v'ru v'shleish mayim shuvim, or a person who's completely tor, and he showers, he has fallen on him that three lugyan of reish v'ru bay. So my time of gozer rabbanu, the person's tohar. What's why is there reason to be geyser with that? My time of gozer rabbanu bantuma. More answers. Because people, you will not be able to sustain the first takana if people say, well, we're your tohar, and you have shleisha lugim that fall on you, maim shuvim. It doesn't make you tomei. So why, if you are now a tful yoyim and it fell on you, and you immersed in Mayim Shuv, Reish Ruv, Mayim Shuvim, why should it make you Tomei? If by a Torah it doesn't make you Tomei, why should by a Tul Yom make you Tomei? So in order to have the consistency, in order to uphold the first Gzera, they had to be guys of the second Gzera as well. We'll see more details later in the Gemara, what's the significance of Shleish Lugim and some particulars in it, but in general terms, it really is not necessary, but it's only necessary to uphold the for original Gzera, the first Gzera, by a Tful Yoyim, who immerses himself. The Sefer, and if you have Kisvei Kodesh. The Sefer, my time ago, Rabbanan Truma, why did they say if you put Truma in Sefer Kodesh, that now it passes a Truma? Sometimes to safeguard the Truma, they used to put the Truma in the Kisei Kodesh, in the Megillah. V'amru, high Kodesh, high Kodesh. They said, this is Kodesh and this is Kodesh, so it's permitted to put this in and over here as well. But came to cause the Kotzel de Pseida, but then they had the food of the Truma, they had it in the Sifrei Kodesh. Mice would come and eat it, and eat away at the Sifrei Kodesh. It would ruin the Sifrei Kodesh. So in order to now deter people from putting the Truma into Sifrei Kodesh, Gosabe Rabbanon Tuma. There were guys at Truma, and they said opposite. If you're going to now put the Truma on the Kisvei Kodesh, you're going to parcel it. You're going to make it into a Shlishi. And Tosfos points out that for Chulin, we didn't have to make this Gzera because people wouldn't put Chulin in the Sifrei Kodesh anyway because it's not Kodesh, but Truma is Kodesh. And this is Kodesh. People were doing it. They had to now deter them from doing it. They said opposite. If you put the Truma there, it's Tomei.